This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Top. It's time for the breaking news, the COVID updates from the Olympics. Oh my, Tokyo. We thought it was going to really be smooth. Not really. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney. How is it shaking in your world? Hopefully a lot better than what we're seeing coming out of Japan. So this is the latest from the Olympics. You've got, as you know, many big names, especially I keep saying her name because I think she really would have been the clincher for the women's tennis team for Team USA, Coco Gauff. She was out more than 6 days ago. But what else is happening as far as other athletes? The Czech beach volleyball player tandem that are pretty deadly. That includes Babora Hermanova. They're kind of now having to deal with being ruled out of the Tokyo Games. The European team is really grappling with a horrific COVID-19 problem. And, you know, as it was described, what was the reaction? We cried, then we swore, then we cried again. Then we cried, then we swore. I mean, you know, a sixth member of the Czech team, a cyclist, tested positive, and they're launching an investigation into this alleged breaking of COVID-19 rules on a charter flight from Prague to Tokyo at the end of last week because too many of the Czech athletes are coming down with these positive tests. But they're not the only ones, and there are a lot of nervous people in the village who want to compete. I mean, you have to think about what these athletes do to get primed for the games. And for some of them, this is their only shot. They're not coming back to whatever the next Olympics. They're not going to appear in the next Olympics because this was their time. And they sacrificed a lot to get there. And probably in many cases, their families did too. So the Olympic opening ceremonies will take place, and it is really a question of who's not going to test positive, what's it going to look like. There's going to be no fans, but they finally get underway Friday with the opening ceremonies, the once every 2 year kind of display of what we would call pomp, circumstance, parades, oath-taking, flame lightning, and other culturally relevant things to wherever the Olympics are being held. So the International Olympic Committee set a pretty strict format for this kind of event in the middle of COVID, and it's going to be in front of an empty stadium because of the pandemic. And this is, what, 3 years after the previous opening ceremonies at Pyeongchang, the Winter Games, right? So it's going to happen, 7 o'clock Eastern on Friday night, Tokyo, if you know your math. Or you just go to timeconversion.com. My favorite app to open is 13 hours ahead of the East Coast. NBC is going to air the opening ceremonies, and NBC will air the ceremonies on tape delay in prime time. They'll also air it in the morning, so you can have your coffee and donuts at 6:55. And yada yada, there's other ways to look at the opening ceremonies. To me, it's going to be a question of so many people wanted to see the games canceled. The athletes certainly didn't want to see that. Neither did the International Olympic Committee. And with all the energy that's gone into the games being canceled, then the games deciding to go ahead this year without fans, will it all pay off in the end? I mean, hey, the games are finally here, and maybe you'll actually enjoy some of this. And then you wonder, how many medals will Team USA take? How many medals this time around? And by the time we hit the air next week, we're going to be talking about what that might be. I mean, what's the over-under? I just total all together. You know, mix them all up. The gold, silver, bronze. What does that look like? And the problem for me is, you know, there's a new cycling discipline, BMX freestyle. I think it's pretty cool, but I couldn't tell you who the top athletes are in it. And, you know, when it comes to skateboarding, I can't tell you who's the best skateboarding-wise. I think it's cool that they're putting in these sports, but do I know the top athletes in those sports? I'm learning, but I don't know them. And then there are a few other sports that got in that you might not know the top athletes either. But let's hope the games are safe. Let's hope they go off with just the few hitches that have happened since a new state of emergency was declared in Tokyo on July 8th. And let's see where we are at the end of this thing, because no attendance, again, by fans. What about soccer at the games? There's so many things to look at. What about tennis at the games? What about golf at the games this time around? I'm going to say that as far as medals are concerned for the U.S., and I'm not going to break it down into all three, I'm just going to say that I'm going to say that Team USA medal count wise, gold, silver, bronze, I'm going to say it's going to be 55 for the Americans. Well, maybe more than that. What do you think? 70? Should I say 70? 70 medals all together. Because after all, there are team sports. And I think Simone Biles is going to give her best performance ever. Best performance ever. Team USA basketball, Sue Bird is going to nail it. And it's the seventh consecutive gold medal Team USA is seeking there. So if you add up all the team stuff, I think it's going to be a fantastic games for some of these superior athletes in the U.S. But I just hope that for all the countries and all the athletes that are competing, it'll be a safe Olympics for them, because that's what I fear. Since I jumped on to COVID the minute I cracked open the mic, I'm going to mention this. Three states have 40% of new U.S. COVID cases. So, yes, it's been on the rise across America over the past week, but the bulk of them are in these states, and we've talked about the vaccination. Florida is one of five states with the highest case rates that had a higher rate of people getting vaccinated compared to the national average. This week, three states, including Florida, Texas, and Missouri, with lower vaccination rates, accounted for 40% of all cases nationwide. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he's not going to be implementing another mask mandate. He said he believes enough in immunity that it's been acquired through vaccines or exposure that it would be inappropriate to force people who are already immune to wear a mask. What do you think? Flip me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Kate Delaney. We have Ashley Cantana with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
To all of you, 24/7, whether you are having an opposite day or not, you are dumping the mail in my direction, and I truly appreciate it. Coming up in our next couple of weeks, we're going to have some guests in the man cave. That's getting pretty exciting. We're lining those up. And also some more interesting twists in our quest to find out about the listeners and the cool places that you all hail from as you listen to this show. All right, this first one here is from Paul, who is listening to us in Palm Springs. Boy, that name. My husband's name, Paul. My boyfriend was Paul. The boyfriend, by the way, was way before Paul. Like I'm saying high school boy. I probably know 15 Pauls, but this is not a Paul I know. He says, Kate, I live in Palm Springs. I love when you give love to the Springs. I have to tell you, I'm not that excited about the Olympics, and maybe it's all of this COVID testing or whatever. And actually, if you look at Team USA, there's some really interesting people that are competing, athletes that are competing in these Olympics, especially representing our country, and it includes Simone Biles, who I know you talk about, Allison Felix in track and field. I think she's going to be fun to watch. Noah Lyles, track and field. I'm a big track and field guy. And I also like Carly Lloyd. And I know she comes from the area where you grew up, and she is the oldest player to ever represent at an Olympics. I'm sure you know all these facts, but what are the athletes should we watch? Thank you for that, Paul. That's a great question. Megan Rapinoe, when you talk about soccer, you know, you mentioned Carly Lloyd, who did grow up the town over from mine. My cousin knew her pretty well. But 13 years after she made her Olympic debut in Beijing, she's looking for her third gold medal. Megan Rapinoe, I mentioned her. She's pretty outspoken for equal pay, etc. And she is a big part of Team USA. How about the men? Kevin Durant, if you want to look at basketball, Team USA. So he is a big part of the basketball team and somebody worth watching, of course. And he I think his first one was like a decade ago when he represented the country in international competition. I mentioned Sue Bird. She's 40. She's won four championships with the Seattle Storm. She's the oldest player in the WNBA, and she's leading Team USA in pursuit of that seventh straight Olympic gold medal in Tokyo. So she's been on the team for the last, what, four gold medals going back to 2004. Katie Ledecky in the pool, five-time Olympic gold medalist, defending Olympic champion in the 200, 400, 800-meter freestyle. Ledecky is, I think, surefire to win a few medals. She's fun to watch. Who else would I put on this? There's other people that I would put on the list. How about baseball-wise? Todd Frazier, two-time All-Star. This guy can rock the dingers. He played for the started the season, I think, with the Pirates, and hooked up with Team USA after he was released. So he'll be a fun one to watch. I've seen him play a couple of times, actually, in his career. In golf, you know, you look at Bryson DeChambeau. He is an eight-time PGA Tour winner at 27. He's the sixth-ranked player in the world, and he's kind of a lightning rod. So he's somebody to watch in the Olympics. April Ross, beach volleyball, Team USA. John Florence in surfing. I've actually went and looked at some footage of him. Pretty amazing. And table tennis. What about that sport? I don't know much about table tennis. An American has never won an Olympic gold medal in the sport. And I'll be watching, so I'll know more about who's representing and how it looks as I watch that together with some of you watching. And there are some great athletes in other countries, too, and certainly in, on these Team USA's team. You know, I look at Jessica Nelly Korda, golf-wise. So these are two super good golfers who are shooting pretty low, and meaning, you know, they should be able to, well, we'll see, they should be able to rack up some good numbers. And it'll be fun to watch, I think, a little bit of this golf, too. All right, moving from the Olympic question to this one from Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Connecticut. Hey, Kate, I know you hail from the Northeast. Are you from New Jersey or Connecticut? I imagine that you spent time, I'm thinking you're the same Kate Delaney, on the air in New York. Very curious about that. And also, what do you think of Ron DeSantis' chance of running for president in 2024? I have all kinds of family in Florida. Half of them talk him up and half of them trash him. I like how you say they trash him. We don't like our governor. No, we like the governor. So I grew up first we lived in New York, and then we moved to South Jersey, right across the bridge from Philly, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And, yes, I have relatives in Connecticut, and, yes, I've spent time in Connecticut. And, yes, I was on the air in New York, a big station, WFAN. All right, Ron DeSantis. So, you know, there's been these whispers about him running in 2024, but there's a lot of pressure on him to what's he got to do? Carve up a better national profile. Because if his supporters and whatnot are going to have to lift him up, to answer to the critics. But in Florida, because of what we're seeing with COVID-19 infections, he's really starting to come under fire. The state now accounts for 1 in 5 new cases. The vaccination rate has started to level off. Florida's Gulf Coast is suffering from the red tide. And the governor is getting criticized for not declaring a state of emergency. And so you know what's going to happen is he decides if he's going to run in 2024 and focuses on the national run in the state, there's going to be criticism that he's not paying attention to what's happening in Florida. He's focusing on his own political aspirations. You know, it's a fine line to walk. Now, he has been out there visiting, for example, St. Petersburg on Wednesday, where he talked about appropriately responding to the red tide that is just crushing the Gulf Coast over the past week, killed 600 tons of marine life. That's not good. And so he's getting a lot of attention for that and for a few other things as well, and especially the surging COVID cases, too. People not happy. All right, and then finally, this last one. This one is from Jack, who says, Kate, who do you think wins the race in space of the billionaires ultimately? Will it be Elon Musk, because he hasn't even been in the fray yet on his own, or is it instead Jeff Bezos or Richard Branson? What do you think? Well, it depends on what you describe as race for space. I mean, going up, being weightless, being able to afford it, I don't know, taking more people up, making it something that is affordable at different levels, that I think we're far what cry off from that. But who, I mean, who ultimately can claim the best ride is what's going to be interesting between Bezos and Richard Branson. Because they're both putting different sort of tweaks into what they're doing. So if that's the race for space, that kind of space travel, and that's what I assume you mean, and going up and experiencing what it's like to look at the Earth from a different point of view. I don't know. Even though Bezos has plenty of bucks, I mean, as does Richard Branson, I'd say you never count Branson out. He always finds a way to smile and get the better of you. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A computer network outage temporarily took down a number of websites belonging to a variety of companies, including Delta Airlines and Amazon. Akamai Technologies, a cloud service and web security company based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, said it was investigating the cause of its service disruption. In addition to Delta and Amazon, Capital One, British Airways, GoDaddy, Vanguard, UPS, LastPass, AT&T, and Costco were also affected by the domain name system failure. Akamai said the outage wasn't caused by a cyber attack, but didn't detail the source of the problem. The outage caused some Delta customers to be unable to check into flights using the airline's website. The Hill reported that the outage also affected the website of the upcoming 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. This is USA Radio News. The White House says there's been no change in the guidance for masks during the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There has been no decision to change our mask guidelines. Any decisions about public health would be driven by the CDC.
The Justice Department has set up a gun trafficking task force in five cities, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. The ATF's Deputy Director of Field Operations, Megan Bennett.
Go after the sources of those guns, the corridors that they travel in, and the networks that feed those guns to the places where they are doing the most violent crime.
Eight people on a party bus were wounded in a drive-by shooting Wednesday night in Chicago. Earlier, another drive-by left two men dead. Also, there were two mass shootings just minutes apart. 10 people were shot, including a 14-year-old boy who was killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest. The brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Of the hour, a conversation with Richard Ford. He actually doesn't talk like that. He's a cool dude in the UK who has a book called New Beginnings, Personal Training at Home. Boy, we need this, and we needed it 15 months ago. What are you doing to get in a little shape? And if you're getting that poofy beer belly, how do you get rid of it? And he was a rugby player, and he really is such an interesting guy, and talking about, you know, he won a pro building title over when he was over 35. He just, I don't know, he's got it together, and he's doing that online thing too. And he has a little assignment for me that I'm going to talk about. Let's see if I can stick to it. That's the key, sticking to it. All right. Speaking of sticking to it, I don't know if this person would be concerned about getting in shape. A free lottery ticket from a COVID-19 vaccination earned the person who got that free vaccine $1 million. Oh, to be so lucky. Yeah, he's a Texas guy. He was in Arkansas when he decided, you know, I need that second shot. He was visiting family, and they decided to get the second shot. So in Arkansas, you got a lottery ticket, and he got a $20 scratch-off lottery ticket for free. And he couldn't believe it when he scratched off the $1 million spectacular ticket and revealed the $1 million top prize. I mean, I think I'd probably, like, look at it, like, 20 times. Is this for real? Is this for real? Is this my ticket? And hats off to Gary Smith. He actually lives in Arlington, Texas, the home of the Texas Rangers and the Dallas Cowboys. And good that he was visiting family and decided to get the second shot. He said he couldn't believe it. He was so shocked that, you know, he told his grandmother and started to tell the family. Somebody needs to tell Gary, you can't tell everyone all at once. You have to drip that out. He's going to say, he says he's going to take some of his winnings, rather, to pay bills and help family members. He got engaged in April, and now the wedding and honeymoon of the dreams and of his dreams, etc., they are all on the table because he doesn't have to worry about the cash for it. But will he spend it on that? Where will all that money go? Interesting. I think it's perfect odds and ends, though, because it is the end to some money woes and the beginning to something completely different. All right, this is kind of one of those follow-up stories, something that I talked about a couple of weeks ago, but the National Weather Service and, you know, Mother Nature has been throwing all kinds of things our way, right? So the National Weather Service is going to start sending mobile alerts for destructive thunderstorms. That's great. I mean, like, we don't have to deal with enough mudslides, twisters, tropical storms. They're going to throw into this destructive thunderstorms. So now that's just another thing to look out for, because they've had some in this country. We certainly have seen some destructive thunderstorms. In my neighborhood, I heard a crack of lightning that I thought, oh, my God, my house is split in half. It was not my house. I'm not sure whose house it was. But the alerts would be similar to ones for tornadoes or flash flood warnings. They'll warn the public about the potential impacts of thunderstorms, wind, and hail in their areas. That could be a what's on tap, because it's on tap to start July 28th. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been some terrible damage. When you get golf ball size hail, 70 mile an hour winds, that's a serious threat. People have been killed when they've been hit by some of that hail, or when they've been in the wrong place at the wrong time. So maybe it actually will save lives. That's the other side of this. And then really, that's the only side that matters, right? Of course, it is the only side that that matters. All right, other odds and ends that have piqued my interest as we move through to yet another weekend. You know, I talked about Mother Nature, and one thing that we see is this sweltering weather for so many. Coast to coast, there's a heat dome, they call it, that's really going to pack a punch when it comes to sizzling in the summertime. I mean, the United States is going to see highs running 10 to 15 degrees above average. And here's the tricky part. You throw in that humidity, oh, then it feels like triple digits. So you're going to feel that next week in New England, the Great Lakes area. All of you are going to feel that. That's what the map looks like. Billings, Montana. Congratulations, you get the prize. They've already measured 12 days topping 95 degrees this month. Highs in the upper 90s to lower 100s projected every single day next week. So what do you do here at the dinner table? Anybody got something to share? Yeah, it's going to feel like it's 150 degrees next week every single day. Didn't you say something about tying off that fence? You know what? Plans change, right? They do. And if you're listening to me in the Pacific Northwest and the northern innermost west, there's going to be more heat there, too. That's what they call it, the heating dome. Will drape itself across most of the lower 48 by midweek. How are you feeling about that weather right now? Not good. And while the world has a little tug of war going on with the masks, yeah, you thought, oh, masks, that was good to get into that. People were selling masks, and that time has come and passed. It has not. Los Angeles County's new mask mandate is infuriating people in sprawling areas, because that's L.A. So there's been a demand for resignations, threats to cut ties from public health departments. There was a councilman from West Covina, which is, you know, in the eastern part of Los Angeles County, and he said the county can't handle our current situation. We're absolutely not going to enforce anything about this. So, you know, just talking about the masks, and Southern California cities are pushing against this new mask mandate and hinting at the Delta variant drama that could come and how it's going to play out. Oh, anybody out there doesn't think we're going to have brawls over this? Of course we're going to have arguments over it, right? I mean, Torrance, West Covina, Beverly Hills, those are what you call Tony areas. And those cities have, they're among the cities that have either launched or are exploring efforts to break away and set up their own health departments that wouldn't have to be hooked into Los Angeles County. And these are credible threats to make this happen. Even though Beverly Hills Mayor Robert Wunderlich says he looked at the county's new mask mandate as justifiable, given the rise in cases and what's happening with the Delta variant. But I don't know that he's going to find that everybody's going to jump back on that bandwagon. Cities and their own health departments, with state approval and demonstrated capacity to perform essential public health functions, if you look at a definition like that one, are some of these cities equipped to do that? I know a lot of people are listening to us in and around some of the cities that I've mentioned. And how would you feel about them taking it over? That's what you have to ask yourself. Is it a yay or is it a nay? Would it make it that much worse? I mean, how much do you trust to leave some serious health concerns often on the table for them to knock it down? I say better policies. But who's running the show? Who's running the show? So it's either mass or it's air conditioning that's gone haywire. So in some cities, the brutal heat has also made some people, one, change their idea of climate change and where they stand on it, and also made them rethink their visions for where they were going to end up, meaning just in general the pandemic. So many people we saw flocked away from some areas and really went to other areas. Texas welcomed lots and lots of new people. Florida, for all the attacks on DeSantis and the cases that have now popped up, and how is that being handled? Well, he's talking about vaccination. That's another spot that I would put on the list. So it's pretty interesting to watch, again, as this traverses. It's always about from the point A to in the middle to where are we ultimately at the end. What's the big takeaway, I guess, right? To me, that's what is so key. Incredibly. A lot of you during the pandemic sent me ideas of what you were doing as far as pumping weights, exercising at home, jumping on a bike, getting a Peloton. Peloton just rocked it as far as sales of their equipment during the 15 months when we were really getting hammered by the pandemic. I mean, 141% sales growth, revenue of $1.26 billion. Let me say that again. Revenue of $1.26 billion compared to a year before the pandemic, $524.6 million. Wow. Talk about topping expectations. Exercise and you. We're talking about it next with Richard Ford. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, so how many of us have said to ourselves, oh, we're going to do it, we're going to go to the gym, we're going to get in shape, oh, you know, I did it, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, however long, and this is the constant lament I hear from people, even people that are in pretty good shape, and definitely from people that aren't in good shape, and I know myself, I've been in good shape, I've been in bad shape, I've been in medium shape, I've been in all kinds of different shapes, and I have all kinds of excuses because, like many of you, I have an extremely busy schedule, but there are ways around that, and it's too important to not pay attention, I think, to your fitness. So I am so juiced to go to the UK for a conversation with Richard Ford. He's written a book that is very relevant. It's called New Beginnings, Personal Training at Home. He's a personal trainer. He's seen the transformation of all kinds of people, and there's all kinds of opportunities to use what he has in this book to make yourself feel better, look better, etc. Richard, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It's brilliant. Brilliant for me.
Let's talk about your beginnings. How did you become a personal trainer in the first place? What led you down that road of getting in stellar shape?
Okay, so I've always had a huge passion for health and fitness. I've also had a huge passion for helping people. I was achieving goals at a younger age, being pretty disciplined in myself. People were wondering, you know, obviously how I was doing, went through the education progress, and from there on, it was a case of, you know, I can put this to work, I can help people, I can touch people, and New Beginnings was a way of getting myself out there to help as many people worldwide.
And do you think it is, especially now, it's brilliant because the pandemic became an excuse for a lot of people, and people either tried to get in shape, and some people did, or they gained extra pounds on top of it because they were depressed and they just felt like they were kind of giving up. But you're saying there's so many things you can do at home.
Oh, definitely. And this book was also written to help build confidence in people who were afraid to go to the gym or, you know, obviously they run short and short. They didn't have structure to train. But during the pandemic, it's been incredible. The messages I've gotten from people who's actually purchased a book, it really, really overwhelming.
Yeah, you said one of the stories is somebody lost like 100 pounds.
Yeah, just over 100 pounds. It was incredible. That person is actually on my online program now.
Wow. And, you know, in the UK, for people listening, and we have people listening all over the world, you call it stones. So how many stones is that?
Oh, I haven't broken it down.
I love saying stones. It just sounds like, wow, 100 pounds. And then if you equate that to what you say in England, the amount of stones in my mind, I'm just visualizing this giant bag of stones,
it's actually 7.1 stone.
Wow. 7.1 stone. Wow. That's incredible. And they must just be singing your praises. So when somebody breaks open the book, what can they expect? Give us a little sneak peek of what kind of things you would read about and learn about in the book that you could apply.
So the book is a very simple step-by-step book for all exercises. It also educates you on a little bit of nutrition, breaks down the macronutrients, which is very important for your body, the micronutrients, which is about body efficiency and health. It's so easy to follow. It's so easy to follow. And that's the main thing. We want people to make sure that everything is, there's no confusion. Everything is so simple to complete.
Right, because anything that's more difficult is going to give us an excuse that, wow, we just don't have the time and I can't figure this out. When we talk about meals, what do you think do you think a lot of times it's about the portion sizes, you know, in the United States, and I know in the UK and other places too, my gosh, the worst thing ever was supersized. What size do you want of the fries? They go all the way up to, you know, large, which is insane. It could probably feed a family of six, but people get used to that and they start to like the taste, and then they have excuses for why you can inhale all those calories.
No, that's very true. In regards to nutrition, obviously everybody, I do have an online program and everything is tailor-made to the individual. We want a fist size of protein, fist size of carbohydrates. This is just an example for your average person, and then two fist size of veg. It's very simple. It's an easy thing to follow. In my case, I'm quite lucky because I have big hands.
I like that. I have big hands, so my portions are pretty good. And you just told us right there, for the average person, it's great that you tailor it. What's it been like to do the online coaching? I mean, that's very personalized, I imagine.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible, the response I get. You'd be surprised how many gifts are bought for me. Just, you know, I had one story of a friend of mine, I used to play rugby with him, but he works away, so he had to work online. And he came to me and said, "Rich, my wife thinks you're incredible." I've never met his wife. It was just the energy that he had had. He worked two jobs, he'd had two children, and she just, the change in him was incredible. Because he dropped, you know, if you say stones, he dropped 3 stones in a matter of 8 to 12 weeks.
Wow.
Which is quite a short period, but he put the work in to do that. I don't advise, you know, many people to do that quickly, but it was an option for him because of health reasons.
And it paid off for him, and that's brilliant, because here he had 2 jobs, 2 kids, a busy life, and it goes back to that whole excuse thing too. What do you hope people take away from your book? They're listening to us, they decide to get the book. What do you hope they take out of this?
Well, education for one, not just about exercise and nutrition, but also knowing their body. How important the simpler things are in life, stretching, you know, and they don't have to overexert themselves. They don't have to stress the body too much. It's just about efficiency. But, you know, and I also want them to build their confidence. I want those to feel good in themselves, get out smiling, and knowing that I've contributed to that smile and the happiness is brilliant.
Yeah, good for you. That's so, it's so empowering to hear you say that. New Beginnings Personal Training at Home. You can get it on Amazon. And we're going to let the listeners know that, You and I talked about what's happening with me, and you set me up with a 15-minute circuit that I'm going to start doing today, and let's see where this all takes us and follow along. But I think it's things that other people could do as well, and I'm just committing to doing it, and I think other people that get your book can commit to that 15 minutes or more.
Oh, definitely. There's over 100 exercises in that book.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty simple to target an area which you'd want to target more than another. So whether it's about body balance, you know, balancing strengths and weaknesses, or you just want to look better in a certain area, it's so simple to follow.
All right, so we'll see if I get those Linda Hamilton Terminator arms, Richard. That would be great. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to do.
There is no if, it's when.
Yeah, it's right. It's when. So if people want to find you, where can they go?
So I have a website, www.integrafitness.co.uk. You can also purchase my book, which is probably the best place to purchase it, at www.authorhouse.com. And I have a social media platform, if anyone considers online, or buy the book and then they want to go to the next level online, which is Integra_fitness on Instagram, and then Integra Fitness, one word, on Facebook.
All right. Simple to remember that. Richard Ford, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, so once again, 15 minutes a day is what I'm doing, and he gave me specific things like squats and reverse crunches, and, you know, when I do that, for example, like with the squats, you can sit on a chair even, or you can do it, you know, you do sit on a chair and then stand up if you have to do it that way. I think sometimes we psych ourselves out that, well, I can't start 100%. Tricep push-ups, and, you know, you do 10 to 15 of those. You do 4 sets of those, and 15 minutes is the key, right? I know I can do it. I powered through today, and I walked the dog 2 miles already. I feel like I'm having a new beginning. Thanks to all of you for listening to this show. Make it count, everybody. We have Ashley Cantano with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations.